Hi, this is Chris Parente with Work, Wine, and Wheels, and I'm being joined today by Sean Callahan of Bizzo. Sean, thanks for talking to me today.
Hey, Chris, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Sean, why don't you give some people an idea of course, your background and where Bizzo fits and what you guys do.
Okay. Well, again, my name's Sean Callahan, and I work in the marketing department at Bizzo, and one of my main tasks over there is to run a website slash blog slash newsletter all under the Digital Marketing Remix brand. And what the Digital Marketing Remix does is it covers data-driven digital marketing for B2B marketers. So we take a look at everything from display advertising to email to search, social, and mobile. And we try and get some two or three things posted on there every day that are of use to B2B marketers who are trying to navigate all the changes in digital marketing that are coming at them. And my background before I joined Bizzo last year was I was a B2B magazine reporter at B2B Magazine. I covered the B2B marketing world, and the main thing we were looking at was just the huge changes that digital was bringing to B2B marketing. And then, excuse me, about Bizzo. Bizzo is a company that is really riding this wave of data-driven digital marketing. And our main asset is that we have data on 120 million business people around the world, mainly in North America and in the UK. And that data, that sounds kind of like scary, but the data is pretty simple. We know anonymously what industry a person is in, what their job title is, what their seniority is, their geographic location, and based on that information, we can serve them appropriate advertising, and a typically appropriate B2B advertising, you know, based again on what industry they're in, what their job title is, and we can serve that ad to them almost no matter where they go on the web. The other thing we can do, aside from that display advertising function with that data, is that marketers in their back-end systems, which are becoming increasingly important, you know, back-end systems like marketing automation, customer relationship management, their analytics, their DMPs, their data management platforms, you can put our data in there and integrate it with your entire back-end system so that you have, for instance, a better idea of who you're emailing at any one time or when people visit your website, who they are and what kind of information or they need and where you can direct them on your website. So that's what Bizzo has, and that's how we're playing in this, you know, growing field of data and data-driven marketing.
Wow. Thanks. Great. Lots going on there. And one of the reasons I was so excited to talk, Sean, you know, let me just say I've gotten a lot of value out of Digital Marketing Remix, number one. And number two, always interested to talk to folks that have, you know, kind of done the bridge from the journalistic world to, you know, brand journalism or corporate journalism or whatever the term you'd like to use, the kind of term du jour these days.
Right, right. No, and it's becoming, you know, increasingly common for reporters to go to the business side and use the skills we learn telling stories and reporting to tell stories that these marketers need to tell now, because it is getting increasingly complex, and I think it's important.
Exactly, and the quality of the story has to be at a very high level. Couldn't agree more. You know, you mentioned display, or what some folks refer to as banner ads. What's the future there? You know, you often see a display ad taking it on the chin in the tech media.
Yeah, sure. That's a whipping boy, that's for sure. And I don't understand it, because it continues to grow. Forrester, I think the last I saw by 2017, it's going to be a $28 billion industry. And I think when people think of display, they sort of have one thing in mind, which is, you know, annoying Viagra ads or something like that. But I think if that's all you're thinking about when you're thinking about online display or banners, you're totally missing the boat, because banners are an incredibly versatile medium. And you just think about it for a second. You know, video ads are growing like crazy, and those are basically served the same way display ads are. Social advertising, which are also, you know, a variety of display advertising, is growing like crazy. You know, you can see every quarter Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter doesn't report, but you can, their advertising revenues of these companies are growing at a huge rate, and it's uh-huh. a form of display. And what display offers is more than any other way you can go to market in the digital world. It's a full funnel kind of solution. You can brand at the top of the funnel, you know, and fill your funnel with this brand display advertising. You can do mid funnel kind of display advertising where you're offering content, you know, using a display ad to offer a white paper or invite someone to a webinar.
Right.
Those are incredibly effective to beginning to build your leads. And then at the bottom of the funnel, you know, where display has always been a very powerful thing, you know, driving people to fill out your forms and be in your funnel. And the other thing that is really helping display advertising's effectiveness is retargeting, whether it's retargeting.
Oh, I was just thinking. My mind was just going there, Sean. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's an often overlooked thing, but it's, you know, you can continue conversations with people who've gone to your website or people who've searched for your company or search terms that you really care about. You can target them and continue the conversation through, you know, display advertising. So I think that people who want to jump on, you know, oh, well, the click-through rates are low, you know, there are tons of other metrics that prove that display advertising is working, and, you know, more and more people are adapting it. And you can, you know, from Bizzo's point of view, we can see, because we're, you know, doubling every year and people using our solution for display advertising.
Right, right. You know, I mentioned a minute ago that I've really enjoyed Digital Marketing Remix, and one of the things I particularly enjoyed watching was, I can't remember how you titled it, but it was a pretty good video demonstration of all the players in the online marketing world, basically all the companies and the service providers between the buyer and the seller of inventory. And, you know, when you and I first spoke, we joked how different that is from, you know, way back when I was one of the early hires at the company that ended up becoming advertising.com. And, you know, I like to say I was there at the birth of pay-per-click advertising. But today, there's so many more players. There's so much more technology. Could you just, is it possible for you to give a quick, you know, here are some of the new entrance into the ecosystem without us talking for the next 15 minutes?
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah, what you're referring to, our marketing department, in conjunction with one of Bizzo's co-founders, Mark Dye, put together those videos, and they're called Digital Advertising Ecosystem 101 and Digital Advertising Ecosystem 102. And they're
okay.
short animated videos, maybe 3 or 4 minutes apiece. And what they do is they explain to the expert and the novice alike sort of how the digital advertising ecosystem evolved. And it begins with, you know, publishers beginning to advertise, offer advertisements on their site, the growth of ad networks and how those came into being to provide some scale for the publishers and for advertisers. And then the, you know, sort of the latest entrance, these ad exchanges where, you know, automatically or programmatically you can target your ads not simply by website or context, but by, you know, using audience targeting to target specific demographics no matter where they go on the web. And it's a really awesome explanation, and I would recommend that people visit Bizzo's YouTube page and take a look at those.
Well, you know what? If it's okay with you guys, I might make it easier than that. When I publish this interview podcast, I may simply embed one of those presentations into the story, make it super easy for folks.
Well, that would be fantastic.
Sean, this has been great. If you put your analyst hat on, you know, what do you think we're going to see? What changes in the next, I'd say, 12 to 18 months? And I was going to say in online advertising, but perhaps a better way of asking the question is, you know, online marketing, targeted online marketing, which it sounds like it might be a better explanation of exactly what Bizzo does.
Sure. Yeah, I think that, this is only going to become increasingly common. And data, no matter, what kind of data you're talking about, is going to become only increasingly important for the marketing department. They're going to be able to target using the data I described that Bizzo has, on business demographics or Bizzographics, as we call them, where you can target somebody anonymously based on their job title, their job function, the industry they're in, et cetera. And data, moving forward, it's going to change the marketing department. In fact, it already is in a lot of ways. Creative people are still in the marketing department, but more and more technologists, we'll call them, more
Yep.
data scientists are in there, trying to help marketers, gain insights from the data that they have and judge what's working. And I think also that and this is something that Bizzo's CEO, Russell Glass, says that, you're going to see an increasing number of CMOs become CEOs because this data is going to become so central to the success of companies in the future.
I'm not surprised to hear him say that, and I've seen the exact transformation that you're talking about. My agency talks a lot about the fact that, marketers today have to know so much more technology than they used to, and it's just like anyone else. You have to just continually keep learning.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm
almost
50 years old, and this has been an amazing education the past 10 years covering this, and then the past year or so being involved in it. It's great.
Oh, I bet. Well, in some small way, I hope people listening are going to learn something from this interview. Sean, I really appreciate your time, and thanks for talking with Work, Wine & Wheels today.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. I really appreciate it.